It's 7:45. Live from the KIOS studios, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Special edition of Live and Local here this morning. Very pleased to welcome to the studio Doug Rausch, assistant professor at Bellevue University. He's a lead instructor for a camp that's happening here. It's a week-long cyber camp for kids ages 9 through 12. Good morning, Doug. Great morning. To have you here. Thank you for coming in today. Fifth year of this camp.
It is. And actually, real quick, it's grades 9 through 12. And so we're looking for students coming in from 9th grade into 12th grade.
So okay, great. So, yeah, a little bit different than what I was advertising. So this is about age 14 to 18.
17, 18,
right.
Correct, yeah.
Okay,
but it is.
Good.
It's our fifth year doing the camp. And we've done it in different forms throughout those 5 years. The first 4 years were in a combination student-teacher camp. And so this year is just a student camp that we'll be doing. But really the focus, what we were trying to do with that is, and overall the cyber camp in general, is get individuals interested in cybersecurity as a career. And from a STEM camp standpoint, focus on those cybersecurity careers, those cybersecurity skills and techniques. Even if you don't go into cybersecurity, we all need cybersecurity in every single thing we're doing.
You've got to know how to protect your personal data. You know, there's basically three keys to the castle, right? I mean, it's your social security number, your mother's maiden name, and your birth date. And with those three pieces of information, somebody could literally get anything you have.
Absolutely. And, you know, and one of the things we focus on in the camp, especially with the students, is this aspect of online safety. And privacy and just that those techniques you mentioned in terms of some of the keys to the kingdom. You know, someone comes up to the street, but for students, someone sends them an email, an invite on, you know, Instagram, whatever, you know, Snapchat, where the case is, and says, you know, hey, I think I saw you at this address. You know, they may not have, but it's enough to build trust. You know, and we just want students and individuals to be understanding of, you know, that information they just gave me, they may not actually know. They may have gotten it somewhere else. And
sure.
So what are those things we need to watch out for?
Absolutely. Can you talk about some of the different ways in which cybersecurity is breached? And it doesn't necessarily have to be as dramatic as a major crash. You know, we've been hearing about the city of Baltimore was held hostage and that type of thing.
Yep.
It doesn't even have to be that major for – I mean, there are small little breaches of cybersecurity in life that one could truly prevent.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, even today yet the primary way we see cybersecurity incidents start from big to small is phishing emails. You know, and it's something that builds trust. You see it, you click on a link, and you end up somewhere. And it could be something like the Baltimore situation. It brings down the whole city government. It could be your personal bank account. It could be just the fact that, you know what, someone is sending emails out under your name to a bunch of friends asking them for money, you know. And it's whatever it takes to go ahead and use those, your personal information, your accounts, your background for something that you don't want it to do. Right. That's
sure.
The whole aspect is you're doing something with my information that I didn't approve of.
So this is a week-long camp. It happens June 24th through the 28th.
Correct.
For those students that are able to get into this, and in cooperation, I want to mention also Bellevue University and Metropolitan Community College co-hosting this. So a lot more resources involved as you're able to kind of pool the resources from both
institutions.
Absolutely.
You know, and let me just talk about the camp a little bit from a larger perspective. The program itself started in 2014. It's provided by a grant from the National Science Foundation and the National Security Agency. And the idea was those entities looked at and said, we have such a huge shortfall in individuals going into cybersecurity. Even if we just train the folks that are in college now, then that's not sufficient. We have to get back to the, you know, folks that come up through middle school and high school and get them interested. And so the camp started in 2014, 8 prototype camps. We're up to 150 camps now across the nation, 39 states and the District of Columbia. And so each camp gets to set up what they want to focus on. And you know, they're partners with high schools, partners with colleges, community colleges. So we partner with Metropolitan Community College here, but we are so lucky in the Omaha area. And I don't think folks realize how much cybersecurity expertise and institutions we have here.
As well as internet infrastructure and
absolutely.
The like, just through the basis of our,
absolutely.
Our military
and so,
connections.
You know, most states you might even look at, they may have one or two camps in a state, or a city may just have one camp. We've got about four camps here across the summer between ones that are being hosted and partnered between UNO, MCC, Bellevue, AIM, Council Bluffs, all these institutions because we all work together.
Sure.
On this. We've partnered with various institutions in the past, and for this one, work with MCC. They've got expertise. We've got expertise bringing to the kids.
Where would people go for information on this?
A couple places. Best one is you can go to MidwestCyberCamp.eventbrite.com.
Okay.
Can't remember all that? Send me an email. Drausch, D-R-A-U-S-C-H, at Bellevue.edu.
Outstanding. Doug, thank you very much. Doug Rausch, assistant professor at Bellevue University. The cyber camp is at the end of this month. Morning Edition continues now.